走，说人提子从他们买去。对，真我两个人选，我几大队里骂出来，真的真说两个人选，我跟两个人。那我有人两个人选，真的 person say yes by yes， 所以说老外当我是 by yes， 我说 somebody giving the money to buy yes， 完全 I spend money from my own pocket。The person that I say, let somebody else provide me the money so I'll buy next. Let somebody else spend the money for building the suke so I'll buy the suke. Let somebody else, buy me a pair of shoes, I'll put on shoes, but as long as nobody buys a pair of shoes for me, I don't want to spend my own money. So what will be the answer that will be given to such a Jew? To say, he's the Torah.Tells you, you have to put on fuel every day, so that involves upon you the obligation to spend money for me. To spend money for me. So that's a general principle that applies to all Muslims. That the Jew is mechuyev to spend money for me.
So why should the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, which is so koshu, Yishvach was Kibbutz Avim, Kibbutz Amos, and according to Yerushalayim, Tzeizam, Kibbutz Avim. So the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, which is such an important mitzvah, why should it be Gohuan, why should it be on a lower level than Tzviut, than Sukkot, than Lulav, than Shofar, than any other mitzvah? For every mitzvah in the Torah, a Jew is not going to spend money. He cannot say, I don't want to spend money. Let somebody give it to me free, so then I'll put on fuel every day. But I don't want to spend $50 for a pair of fuel. I don't want to spend $25 for an esri. He cannot say that. Because one is mechuyev to spend money for mitzvahs. So why should the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim be on a lower level than the mitzvah or than any other mitzvah? And then, so what do we say? It is like that. It is like that. But we see even from the Rishonim, who say that there is no chiyuv on the part of his son to incumbent upon his son to spend money for the support of the father on the basis of Kibbutz Avim, even if the father doesn't have. And he is in the mayor, but they still say, so the Rash says, and the Mechaba Paschal like that while he's not required to spend money for Kibbutz Avim, his own money, but if, let's say, he has to abstain from work, and because of the abstention from work, so he will be forced to become a Mechaba Lapsochim, that he has to do. Other mitzvahs, he doesn't have to do that. Suppose one has to, in order to be behind the mitzvah of Sukkot, so one has to abstain from working. If he will not abstain from working, he will have no way of building the Sukkot. There is no way of going to build the Sukkot. Or of buying the nest. So, and if he comes to us with a child, there are two alternatives for me. Either I go and buy the nest, so this day I cannot go to work, so the melee, I'll be forced to become a beggar for a few days. I won't pay you to earn any money. Or I won't buy an asterisk, so what will the answer be? So the Yerushalmi says, that the answer will be, don't buy an asterisk, so you won't become a mitzvah asterisk. After all, you're not mechuyev to become a beggar for a day. But regarding to that day, so even the Rash, who rejects the shita of faithless, that where the father doesn't have, and the son has, so he's mechuyev to spend his money. But if it's a question of abstention from work, then he's mechuyev to abstain from work, even though the abstention from work will result in him becoming a pauper and chazal apsochim. So we see that the extent of the obligation of Kibbutz Avim is more than much more than the extent of the obligation of any other mitzvah. For any other mitzvah, one is not mechuyev to become a pauper, to abstain from work, and become a chazal apsochim. For Kibbutz Avim, he is mechuyev to abstain from work, to Kibbutz Avim, and become a chazal apsochim. So why is it in regard to the spending of money that he already possesses? So then it's that way. It doesn't make sense. So we have to understand this. So we have to say that when Rav Nosson Bereishis says, Mishalav, he doesn't mean that his son is not mechuyev, let's say, for Kibbutz Av to spend, let's say, 35 cents or a nickel. Let's say the father calls him up and he says, I don't feel well, I want you to come over to me. And then he has to take the bus, he has to spend 35 cents on the bus. So according to Ramnosi Bareishe, well, 25 cents for the bus. The father will not reimburse me for the 25 cents. I must be quiet. This is not what Ramnosi Bareishe means. Because just as a Jew is mechuyev to spend money, and esrik, and tzitzes, and tefillin, and suke, and shefer, and all the mitzvahs of the Torah, so he's certainly mechuyev to spend the same amount of money on kitabei. But there is a halacha that one is not mechuyev to spend on mitzvahs asei, on mitzvahs leis asei, one is mechuyev to spend all his property. So one is mechuyev to give up all his property, but not to violate the leisas. But our mitzvahs say, so what is not the chuyev to spend the heim rav? What is the heim rav? So there's a machleket between Rabbi Yeruchem and Rambam Gershanish. Rabbi Yeruchem, the Ramoy, the Yeruchem Smule, Paskos, Rabbi Yeruchem, he says that the heim rav means more than iten. More than iten. And according to Rambam, one is not the chuyev to spend more than iten. Where is the mokeh? So that was heim rav. One is not the way to spend on it. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions in the name of many Achayim that when do we say that after the 10th, after the 5th, is a Heim Ruah, if he is a Noshi. But suppose he's a poor man, and let's say sometimes for a poor man, if he spends, let's say, $20, so that's a Heim Rav, it will make his whole way of living difficult. So maybe then, even a small amount can be a Heim Rav. But for one who is well-to-do, so then a Heim Rav, according to Rabbi Yeruchem, is more than a tenth. According to Rambam, Gersh HaMishnin, a Heim Rav is more than a tenth. Where is the mocker for that? So the Gersh HaMishnin says that the mocker is the person to the Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Bovim, the whole Ashatitim in Aser Asrael. What is it in Aser Asrael? All type. So that's the mocker for Rabbi Yeruchem Shite. In other words, Yitzchak Bovim said that he'll spend a mitzvah a tenth. A tenth. But more than a tenth? No. So that's the mocker for Rabbi Yeruchem Shite, that one is mechuyev to spend on mitzvahs up to a tenth, but not more than a tenth. And the Rambam Shite in Gersh HaMishnin is that one is mechuyev to spend on mitzvahs up to a fifth, more than a tenth, up to a fifth, but not more than a fifth. Why? Because he explains that when the Pasuk says v'chol asher titen li'aser asrenu, so it's mentioned twice, al taifet. So in other words, two tenths, so it's one fifth. So that's the mocker Shlishim Yo says, for that aloha that is mentioned by Rishenim, that one is not mechuyev to spend the Heim Rav on mitzvahs. Our Leitzer says he is mechuyev to spend all the money in the world. All the money in the world. And to become penitent. Let's say, suppose in such a situation that either he gives up all his property or he eats the baby. So he's mechuyev to give up all his property and remain a pauper all his life, but not to behave in the love of the day. But on mitzvahs asei, so he's not mechuyev to spend the heim rav. That's the law. So that's the mocker. The chol asher titen li'aser asrenu. So memele, that general rule, that one is mechuyev to spend on mitzvahs a heim rav, but not a heim rav, that is applicable to all mitzvahs of Torah, is certainly applicable. I mean that he's mechuyev to spend at least the heim rav. It's applicable to Nave too. Why should give Nave be on a lower level than Tfil, than any other, than Tzitzes, than Suge, than Lule? But the Mandoma who says, Michel Ben, he holds that Yudave has an adikas over and above all Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. All Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, who wants to have to spend on the aim with? After 10th, after 5th. Not more. So if it's necessary to spend more than it is, he's also mechuyev. This is the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Rav Nosson Bar Eishe says, Mishala. In other words, that he's not mechuyev to spend a heim rav. But a heim wet, that is true. Of all mitzvahs, he's certainly true of Kibbutz Avim too. There's no doubt. Now the question is, why does Rav Yehuda say that one is mechuyev to spend the Heim Rav on Kibbutz Avim? Why? There is a general principle that the all mitzvah Shabbat Torah, one is not mechuyev to spend the Heim Rav on the Vazbis or the Vazbis, yes or the Chesh. And here, Rav Yehuda says not only that he is allowed, but that he is mechuyev to spend the Heim Rav on Kibbutz Avim. Why is Kibbutz Avim distinguishable from all other mitzvah Shabbat Torah? Now, The more, The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that no Zion, says, in regard to the passage, in the Shalach, in more. ויצעק על הדשם זה תוז מור וימרינו הדשם איץ ויש לך למים וימתיקו המוי שום שום ליחיקו משפוט ושום ניסות So, some some of the Chayk of Mishpot means that Chayk and Mishpot were both revealed in Mor. What is Chayk and what is Mishpot? So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Chayk is referenced for Adume, Mishpot is referenced to Kitabei, to Tinu. This is what the Gemara says. That the Askel and Balatese says, all right, that is also implicit in the passage. For the Chidish on Mikro, that Askel and Balatese says, Shom Som Lei Chayk of Mishpot, Chayk Shehu Mishpot, Zeru Kibudavei. So in other words, the Chiddush on Mikro, Shom Som Lecheikum Mishpot, is that it has referenced one mitzvah, Kibudavei. And tomorrow, if one is tabu, the Kibudavei, and the Torah says, yes, I'm not telling you, mitzvah. Kabbalah is a bichol esimecho, kashya tzitcho adi shemolkecho. Ima yavichol yomecho, ima yitavlo, ala doma shani shemolkecho leisilo. So what do you think kashya tzitcho adi shemolkecho? Where? Imo! So, shom som lo yicheiko mishpo, the Chiddush on Mikro that Kibbalah says has reference to Kibbalah. So Kibbalah, that Kibbalah says, is both. It is cheik and it is mishpo. So there is something peculiar about Kibbalah, that is, the Torah calls it cheik and mishpo. Now what is mishpo? אלו המשפוט עם השפוטוס המתנאים. מה זה תהיה? חיוב מומי. חיוב מומי. That's משפוט. חייק, all right? חייק can be חוקים שחותקת לו אחרי רשוץ להר הבא. But חייק means a mitzvah. Not a חיוב מומי. So, now the Yerushalmi, in תהיה, calls כיבודה ואין תחיית חייק. That's the washing. That's the expression that the Yerushalmi employs in connection with כיבודה ואין. תחיית חייק. In other words, the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim out of this, and it's not time to call it out of this, is based upon a chorus day. So a Kibud Aveim, in its essence, is a priya schei. It's a chei. Now, the mincha schiuche is a shayre, that I mentioned in the last year of Aichir. I mentioned in connection with the Seva Tokum, that is okay, so I mentioned the suffix of by the mincha schiim. Na, reire shimot uim okay, so you like to pull into the habit. But Avir Shlomo Chaveire, in a Kippur Mechaper at Sherat Yisraeli. So, if somebody like it steals, robs, hits another person, so neither Tshuva nor Yom Kippur can be Mechaper without it. So, in Chaskinu Chede Shaila, suppose someone was delinquent in Kibud Avek, or in Kibud Rav. So, anyway Tshuva, and there was Yom Kippur, but he wasn't Miratze, he wasn't Mifayez the following year. He wasn't Mifayez the right. So, can he have Kapore or not? So, he has a Shaila, he's not patient a child. And it seems to me that it's a double portion that Avere or Pitul Kibud Avei is an Avere Shemot Moch Avere because the Gemara says Ha'af Shemoch Lo'al Kvein Beis Kvein Moch So we see from there that Kibud Avei is not a mitzvah Shemot Moch It's a mitzvah Shemot Moch Avere It's a chiyuv to the father and the mother Why? Because as the Yerushalmi calls Kibud Avei Priyas Chei It's a Priyas Chei So Mimela it's a mitzvah Shemot Moch Avere Because if it had been, now one could argue, maybe it's not a mitzvah of Chaveira, maybe it's a mitzvah of Chaveira. The Torah imposed an obligation to the Rebbeinu Shalom to honor the father and the mother, but it's not an obligation that is due personally to the father and mother. It's an obligation that is due to the Rebbeinu Shalom, just as one is Mechuyev. To put on film every day is Mechuyev to honor the father and mother. So if it had been a mitzvah of Chaveira, so then the father and the mother wouldn't have the authority to be Mechuyev. Can the father and the mother be meichel on the mitzvah of tefillah of the son? So, and that's the reason as to why Melech Shemoch Lal Tveide is the mitzvah. But is meichel? The answer is, the mitzvah of Meira Bifnei HaMelech is not a mitzvah Shemel Mechaveire. That's a mitzvah Shemel Mechaveire. The Torah obligates us to show reverence to a Melech. But it's not an obligation that is due to the Melech. It's an obligation that is due to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Melech has no authority to be meichel. It's not. It's not an obligation due to him. When can one be meichel? If somebody borrowed from me money, $100, so I can forego, I can wait to them. Because he owes it to me. But if somebody borrowed money from somebody else, so I cannot be made whole the obligation that he owes the third party. So if Yudave and Kibbutz Rabbe had been a mitzvah of the Nodim Mokke, so then the father and the mother of the Rebbe would have no authority to be made. So the fact that the Mora says, or Alfie Mocha of Vede is Vede Mocha, shows that beyond the shadow of doubt, Kibbutz Rabbe is a mitzvah of the Chavere. And Yerushalmi calls it Priyas Hei. Since it's a mitzvah of the Chavere, so if someone was delinquent in Kibbutz Rabbe, even if it's a chupa and a kipper and everything, without lips, without pills, he cannot have any kapel. So that's a double portion. That Kibbutz Rabbe is a mitzvah of the Chavere. It's a chiyu, a chiyu, that is due to the father and mother. But, so Mimele, when we say, and then, but, so that's why the Torah calls Tilavei Chek and Mishpot. It is both. It is Mishpot. Why is it Mishpot? Because Tilavei is Priyas Chek, as Yerushalmi calls it, and it's Chek, because it's a mitzvah too. So Mimele, when Rav Yudah says that Michel Ben, and what's the chap Michel Ben? It doesn't mean Michel Ben is Nechuyev to spend 35 cents according to Rav Yudah. And that according 35 cents he's Nechuyev to spend according to Rav Nathan Baraysh also. He's Nechuyev to spend 35 cents for Hespe, for Tril. Why shouldn't he be Nechuyev to spend 35 cents for Kibbutz? But, hey, Mue, that he's Nechuyev to spend on every mitzvah, he's certainly Nechuyev to spend on Kibbutz. But Rav Yudah, who says Michel Ben, he holds that Kibbutz has the adifes, that he's mechuyev to spend even in Rav. Why in Rav? Why is the mitzvah of Kibbutz distinguishable from all other mitzvahs? Because Kibbutz is not only a chayim. It's a mishpato. It's a chayim. The Yerushalmi calls it Priyas Chayim. Now, if somebody owes $10,000 to another person, so can he say, it's a Rav, it's more than a fifth of my income. How can I do it? I'm not mechuyev to spend the Rav. I'm paying the debt. The answer is true Priyas Baal Chei mitzvah. But besides the mitzvah of Priyas Baal Chei, if there is a Shivut Aguf, it's a Chei. So Memele, there is no limit. So you mechuyev to give the Rav too. That's the reason as to why Rav Yudah says Michel Ben, he's mechuyev even to spend the Rav on Kibbutz. So then the question arises, so it seems that Rav Yudah is right. I mean, how can Rav Nosson Baraysh argue with him? How can he say Mishalav? He's not mechuyev to spend more than a hemuet, more than a tenth, more than a fifth. He's not mechuyev. He's just like all other mitzvahs. But all the other mitzvahs are not chayves. But here it's a chayv. It's a priyas chayv. So how can the halacha of Rav apply to it? So that's the machlekes between Rav Yudah and Rav Nosson Baraysh. Both agree that Kibbutz Rabbe is stupid. First of all, there is a Shivut Aguf. The Shivut Aguf is Priyas Chayim. And there's the pshat in the Gemara in Bavli too, when the Gemara says, Hishwa Kosuf. Hishwa Kosuf, Kvei Bishol Aveim, Mikvei Bishol Mokim. Hishwa Kosuf, Miroi Bishol Aveim, Miroi Bishol Mokim. Vechei Adin is saying, Shari Shloi Shoshut in Vodom. All of a sudden, the Gemara mentions Shloi Shoshut in Vodom. Why is the Gemara telling the Shloi Shoshut in Vodom? The answer is, Shloi Shoshut in Vodom means that it's a Chayim. It's a Priyas Chayim, as the Yerushalmi calls it. So Mele, since it's a Priyas, like all the other mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs of the Nodim Mokim are Chayves to the Rebbein Yishalimah. So Kibbutz Aveim is a Chayim to Aveim. So it's Hishva Akosuf, Kvei Yishal Aveim, Lichvei Yishal Mokim, Hishva Akosuf, Meroi Yishal Aveim, Limeroi Yishal Mokim. So both agree. Rav Yudah and Rav Nosson Baraysh agree that Kibbutz Aveim is to ask, first of all, it's a mitzvah, like film. All right, film is a mitzvah, okay? And this is the mitzvah of Chaver. But it's a mitzvah. So that's chayk. And then it's also mishpot. It's priyas chayk. Now, but according to the mandoma, who says Michel Ben, that is mechuyev to spend even him rav, not only him mueh, he holds that inasmuch as the Torah calls Kibbutz Aveim chayk and mishpot, there is a mitzvah and also a shivut aguf to the father and the mother, so maybe the two are independent of each other. In other words, even when there is no mitzvah incumbent, but the shivut aguf still exists. For example, let's say, suppose the Ben Zikot, but the Ben Zikot is very rich. Let's say he inherited a big Yerusha from his mother died. and fighting his mother in Harry Powell's ears, as he say? If it's a question between the son and the bowels of the Powell ears, he say, let's say the mother was divorced in her lifetime by the father, and then she died, so the father doesn't inherit it, and the son, but he's a cop, this water of mitzvahs. So according to Rav Nosson Bar Eishe, best he will be able to hustle for the cotton and support the father. Because it's a chay, shivin b'chosin. It's a chay, shivin b'chosin. The Gemara says we got the pig in our bin, there is shivin b'chosin. And if we say that you are aksuva b'teuro, ki aksuva b'shtar dam, so then the kayin can even collect from the kuches. If we say that you are aksuva b'teuro, ki aksuva b'shtar dam, and according to the Rashbo, so the Raisin can collect even the talzumi from the kuches. Because of shivin b'chosin, so pig in our bin, he's also Shimon, but being a Ben is also a mitzvah. So there are two things in being a Ben. First of all, there is a mitzvah, and there is a mitzvah. Suppose the father, now the father is mechuyev to be paid to the Ben. Suppose the father was in shtat. Was in shtat, he had a nervous breakdown. He shaked his potter of mitzvahs. So Ben can still be here in the chosov of the father, who was in shtat. But he shaked his potter of mitzvahs. The answer is, but Bin Aben is a chay. So there are two separate things in Bin Aben. First of all, there is a mitzvah, the mitzvah is a mitzvah like sukkah, like ulef, like shaver, like all the mitzvah shabbatot. And a part, in addition of being the mitzvah like any other mitzvah, so it's also a chay. And the chay is not based upon the mitzvah. The horaye, even that is mentioned, if the father was mishtate, so basically, even by cotton is applied. Even my cotton supplies. So according to Rav Yehuda, inasmuch as Rav Yehuda says that inasmuch as the Torah holds Kigavei, Choyt or Mishpot, Choyt means it's a mitzvah, Mishpot means it's a chayt, so the two things are independent of each other. Even when it cannot be a mitzvah, it is still a chayt. For example, if the Ben is a cotton, and he has money, and the father has to be supported, so best will be here to Sech Nechaso, and will collect from the sons nechotzin, because it's a chayin, just as by Pina Ben, there is shivu nechotzin. So by Pina Ben, there is also shivu nechotzin. That's according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Nosson Bar Eishe says, true, there is a chayin and there is a mitzvah. So besides the mitzvah, the chayin, there is a mishpot, there is a shivu, but there is no shivu nechotzin. Why isn't there shivu nechotzin by Pina Ben, according to Rav Nosson Bar Eishe? Now, we have a machlikas Hashemim in regards to Zdok. Now, so far I mentioned Rishenim who say that if the father does not have and the son has, so true, according to Amos Mareshe, we cannot force him on the score of Tiglav Eim, but on the score of Zdok we can force. But that itself is not a Shidol Poshu. Can there be Kri on Zdok? So the Gemara says, Achdiye, Rovel, Achdiye, Rovel. Please just mention Kudushim. But there is potential in robust for the subes as the kashe. How is it that the more that there is kriyam zloke, but kol mitzit hasei shema pishol bitzito. So in this nishal mato, keeping all out. So why and zloke, the Torah also said we mani vorechecho. So it's pishol bitzito. There shouldn't be any zloke. So Rav Netan says that when the Gemara says achvi yarove, achvi yarav, so it means achvi yarove, and he just screamed at him, but there was no real force, no real coercion was used. But it was verbal coercion. He treated him, recommended him very severely. That can be done even if Matan's calling is Bitzidot. So in Achaname, Kont Rametam, there is no real fear. But then all the other Shein Machir Rametam, and we say that by Zdoke there is clear, even though it's Matan's calling is Bitzidot. Why? So many of the Shein give the Teretz, because besides the Ezer, there is a love, we are a Lebovcho, and so on. So we only say, Kol Mitzvah Tasei Shem Amis Chol Betzido, in Vesh Shalomato, a Kate in Olaon, it only has an Asei, not a Leis Asei. But if the Asei is coupled with a Leis Asei, even though the Leis Asei is Bishel Otaise, so then Vesh will escape it, even though it's what's for it. So what are the reasons? Most of the Shein say that by Zdoke there is Kri. By Zdoke there is Kri. So what does Kri mean? Kri means if somebody is rich and refuses to support the poor, so basically even hits him. So in order that he should support the poor, that's the clear be good. Now, there can basically be here the chosov of a rich man who refuses to support the poor. So the They are some shame with say no. The best cannot. Best can only be make the rich man who refuses to support the poor. But to be here to of even before no, nah. The Shida Saramba means the best before of can be here the house of. Shaloi before of nah. The Ranchi takes service is the best can be here the house of the Oshi who refuses to support the poor, even Shaloi before. That's the Ranchi. But the Rambam Shitting is that before no person can be here in the Hosov, Shalom Bifonov. Why does the Rambam distinguish between Bifonov and Shalom Bifonov? So obviously the Rambam Shitting is like the Rambam. Now the Rambam in Ksuves as the Kashi. There was a Machlinkis in Ksuves that before, whether she put it the Aise or she put it like the Aise. Rapope says she put it is like the Aise. So the more as the Kashi, according to Rapope, who says that she put it is like the Aise, suppose the Leve says, I don't want to pay. If we say she put it Aise, so there's a Shibin Chosov. So the Mele, the Leve says, I don't want to pay. Best is here, the Chosov, and collect. From the Chosov. But according to Rapope, the Chibuddha is love the Aise. What do we do if the Leve says he doesn't want to pay the debt? So the Gemara says, here's Balchei Mitzvah. Even though Chibuddha is love the Aise. But here's Balchei the Mitzvah. Where the Mitzvah mentioned? Rashi says, Hinshalach Tzedek, Lashmach Tzedek, Rambam says, because Voyishash, the essay is implicit in the posit, Voyishash Atuneshebein, Yetzirach Ha'avit Akutso, so it reasons I said. So Mele, if the Leve says, I don't want to pay my debts, so Bezmi's Kefein, is Kefein, just as Bezmi's Kefein for Tfilm, just as Bezmi's Kefein for Sukke, for Lumen, so Bezmi's Kefein for the Mitzvah, for the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Priya Bafi. So the Rambam says, that Bezmi doesn't have to be Maki, Bezmi can be able to take the Chosov before. But only before, Shaloi before of now, because Shaloi before of is no clear. When is it clear? When is it coming up clear? If Bezdin in the presence of the Leve goes down to the Kalke and levies an attachment on the Kalke and collects from the Kalke, then it comes up clear. But he, the Leve, is overseas. So it's not fair to say that when Bezdin, Shaloi before of levies an attachment on the Kalke and in the hostel of the Leve, that it's considered clear. So before of yes. So the Roshan of the Ramban in Sures is as follows. Shebifono, Acha'ato, Kulfeyu Bigufei, Kulfeyu Bilomei. Bezdin is authorized to hit him, to put him into prison and to hit him to use physical force in order to force him, to fulfill the mitzvah of the Balchei. So just as Bezdin is authorized to have recourse to clear Bigufei, so why shouldn't Bezdin be authorized to have recourse to clear Bimomeine? But where can it be considered clear Bimomeine only when it's Bifono? When it's Shaloi Bifono, nah. So this is what the Rambam says in connection to Suves, in connection to Bimomeine. So it is obvious that when the Rambam says that if the Noshio refuses to be blocked, so then Bezdin is here to the house of Bifono, Shaloi Bifono now. Because the Rambam Shiti is that Tzoki, even though Tzoki is also a Mitzvah Nodun Chaveh, it's not a Mitzvah Nodun, okay? But there is no Shiva the Chosi. So mainly in order to be here the Chos of Shalom Bifono, then we have to resort to Shiva the Chosi. So how boy, there is Shiva the Chosi. Now we pass through that there is the Shibuya the Rai, so there is Shiva the Chosi. Masha'iki by Tzoki, there is no Shiva the Chosi. There is, it's a Mitzvah. But if the Mitzvah Nodun Chaveh, so by Tzoki there is also Shiva the Chosi, but Shiva the Chosi there is. So by Tzoki. There is a Shibud Aguf because it's a Mitzvah Al-Khaveri, but Shibud the Chosin there is. But since it's a Mitzvah, so we apply the Aloche that Rambam says, Achetak Tefeu Vigufei, Atikoteu Vimeine. So on the basis of Kriya Vimeine, we are here with Zech Nechosov, but only with Zech Nechosov Vimeine. The Ran Ksuve says that we can be able to pay Noshia, refuses to give Zdoke, so then we can be able to Nechosov, even Shalom. So the Ram Shiti is that inasmuch as Zdoke is a Mitzvah Nodun Chaveri, so there is a Shiva Aguf, so there is a Shiva Nechosi to Zdoke, there is a Shiva Nechosi. So we can be able to Zech Nechosi, just as we can be able to Zech Nechosi of the Leve, so Bezdin has the care to be able to Zech Nechosi of the Oshia, for Zdoke, because there is a Shiva Nechosi. But the question is, and that's the eye of the Rambam, because the Gemara in Ksuve says that if an Oshia went to the Midas Hayam, so Bezdin cannot be here with Zech Nechosov, even though he stays in this Yam for a long time. But, so that's the eye of the Rambam, there is no Shibud Nechosov by Zdoke, because if there had been Shibud Nechosov by Zdoke, just as best we can hear the horse for the living, to collect for the mouth, even though the lady is in the Siam, and the basis of Shimon the Hossin, so by stock it too in the Oshia, when we're in the Siam, best we should be able to hear the horse, and the more Yeshua said in so many words, that in the Oshia, when we're in the Siam, best we cannot be able to hear the horse, that's the Raya in the Rambam. So the Rambam Yeshua says, that's no Raya. The reason is why, best, the Gemara says, that Besdin cannot be heard with the Chosef of the Oshir, who went from the Zayam, is not because there is no Shimon Chosef, but because inasmuch as the Oshir is in the Zayam, in the Zayam they are also poor people. So maybe he was Mikhaim the Mitzvah Zdoke, maybe he was Mikhaim the Mitzvah Zdoke in the Zayam. So then we certainly cannot be heard with the Chosef because we don't know, maybe he already fulfilled the Mitzvah. But if the Oshir is here, but he doesn't show up before Besdin, and Beth knows that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah, okay, then the Ram says, Beth can be held to the Hossein. So the Ram cheating that by Stoke, there's Shiva the Hossein. Why is the Shiva the Hossein? Because Stoke is also a Hossein. Stoke is not, as it is called in English, charity. Stoke is not an act of grace by the rich towards the poor. But Stoke is a tax. It's a debt. So the male sins, it's a chiyu. There is Shiva the Hossein. So the Ram says, in Ksuvet, there is Shiva the Chosin. Why is the Rambam okay? So it's not that the Rambam holds that Stoke is a mitzvah no more okay. It's not a mitzvah no more. No, but the Rambam also agrees that Stoke is a mitzvah no more. And by Stoke is a chayv. It's a chayv. But Stoke is distinguished from Pinyin Aben. Pinyin Aben is a mitzvah and a chayv. But the chayv aspect of Pinyin Aben and the mitzvah aspect of the Pinyin Aben are independent of each other. The chayv aspect is not based upon the mitzvah. Stoke is also a chayv. But the chayv of Stoke, the shibudaguf of Stoke, is based upon the mitzvah. So let's say, by cotton, in the name, the Rambam shita is that Bezdin cannot be yered with the chosop of the cotton. Or if he was mishtate, so Bezdin cannot be yered with the chosop. The shita of the Ram is that we can be here in the Technochos. So the Melee, so the reason is why the Rambam says that by Zdokhe there is no Shiva in the Chosin, not that the Rambam holds there is no Chayv by Zdokhe. The Rambam also agrees with the Ram that by Zdokhe there is a Shiva Lagun, there is a Chayv. There is a Chayv. But the Rambam Shita is, when can there be Shiva in the Chosin? In a Chayv, if the Chayv is not based upon the Mitzvah, like Pina Be. Even without the mitzvah. But where the chayv is based upon the mitzvah, and without the mitzvah, by Pinyin Aben, even if there hadn't been a mitzvah of chayv on Echotiv there, there still would be a kibud of Pinyin Aben. It's chayv. So the name of the Rishimut of Hossin, and even from the Kuches, Mashayim came by Zdoke, where there is a chayv, where the chayv is based upon the mitzvah, so there is no Shimut of Hossin. There is no Shimut of Hossin. So, that's the Rambam. And most Rishayim agree with the Rambam, that by Zdoke there is no Shimut of Hossin. The Ram is a Yochid in saying that by Tzoke there is Shibu Nechot. All the other Rishayim say that by Tzoke there is no Shibu Nechot. But they all agree that Tzoke is a Chayv. But the Chayv is based upon the Mitzvah. And where there is no Mitzvah, there is no Chayv. So Mela, there is no Shibu Nechot. Now, so the Machleket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef, whether Mishal Ben or Mishal Av, as I said before, everybody agrees that one is Mechuyev to spend the Hayim Moed. A hinweh for Kibdaw. Certainly the father doesn't have. The whole apoch has in the case where the father has money, and the father doesn't want to spend the penny from his money, and he expects the son to spend his own money. Then we can understand the tale of Adas. Then the tale of Adas that it's possible to conceive that according to Ramos and Barim, he are not saying that it is like that. At that point, there is also not like this. But it's possible. Then it's Eilal Adas, that where the father has money, the father is very rich. So then Eilal Adas has to say that according to Rav Nosson Bar Eishe, he is not lechuyev to spend out of his own pocket at all. He can use the father's money. The father doesn't want, so it's his fault. I mean, we could say that. But if the father doesn't have, and the son has, how could it be Eilal Adas? That by Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim, so the same application of spending money, a Ha'Eim with, for all mitzvahs, that it doesn't apply to Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim. Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim, which is Hishva HaKosuf, Lechvei Shalom Okei, should not have that adifes, that applies to all mitzvahs. It's not even Eilal Adas. So a Ha'Eim with, certainly Mechuyev, Well, the whole apoches, in the case where the father does not have, and the son does have, so is the way to get the baby, according to everyone. But, Rav Nosson Bereishis says that only him went, but him Rav not. So, then, Rav Yehuda says, no, Yudav Ein is distinguishable from all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs is not the way to spend the Ein Rav, but Yudav Ein, yes. Why Yudav Ein, yes? Because Yudav Ein is Priyas Chayim. So what does Rav Nosson Bereishis say? Rav Nosson Bereishis says, of course it's Priyas Chayim. That's the first possible in the Torah. Shom Som Lecheikom Ishpot. So it's asking what is it? Is there a Torah Shul? So it's a mishpat too, besides the chay. But Rav Nosson Bereishis says, but the kibbutzim aben is chay and mishpat, and kibbutz aben is chay and mishpat. But there is one fundamental difference according to Rav Nosson Bereishis. Kibbutzim aben is chay and mishpat, but the chay aspect and the mishpat aspect are independent of each other. So even without the mitzvah, let's say if the father was mishtate, so he still near the second chosod. So the chayiv is independent of the mitzvah. Mashiach, kinshin davein, it has both aspects. But the mishpat aspect is based upon the chayiv aspect. Only when there is a mitzvah, then there is a chayiv. There is a chayiv of Yudav. But when there is no mitzvah, let's say the ben is the kotni. There is no mitzvah, kotni put on mitzvah, so there is no chayiv. Mashiach, according to Rav Yehuda, who says Mishal Ben, so Kibud Aveim is completely analogous to Pin Aben. Just as Pin Aben is both a mitzvah and the chayiv, and the chayiv is not based upon the mitzvah, we may not have Kibud Nechosim. So like Kibud Aveim too, it's Shom Lecheikom Mishpot, it's a mitzvah and the chayiv, and the chayiv exists even without the mitzvah. Even let's say if the Ben is a kohen, so there is Kibud Nechosim. So we may not have Kibud Nechosim. Mashiachim, according to Rav Nosson Bereishis, where the chayiv is based upon the mitzvah, so maybe there is no shiv nechosim, just as there is no shiv nechosim by zdokin, the Rambam says. But only before not. Now we can understand the first kasha that we raise against Taisus. Taisus had in the land. Suppose he is damoi kibudah, vadeh yasat, miravidis chaveh, and kitzad yaf. So what was the solution by Taisus? כי אני אקריגובי ואבילס חברי ויחד ואבילות. תראות דרום התמדת קדם, הנדת כאילו מי אקריגובי פסקוצי מיומן. מפי שזהו גוף עקיד. אדו ואבידוסי כיבי שאינו עוד. ואין ואביל עצמו, אין אבים חיים ואבילס אבידוסי בשבוע. So he raised the question, what difference does it make? Whether the father will be nene from that moment itself, or the father will be nene from other moment? What difference does it make? The answer is this. When both agree, that his son is mechuyev to spend the whole way. The whole apoch is in the case where the father doesn't have. And perhaps even in the case where the father has, so the son is mechuyev to spend the whole way. Like a lot of it. But the machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nosson, Rav Yehuda holds that kibud aveim on account of the mishpat aspect. So memele there is shiv nechosim. So memele there is no limit of a heim rav, heim wet, heim rav. So like Babel, hey! So there is no limit, and let's see by Pin Aben. Suppose Pin Aben is only 5 shloim, but suppose the 5 shloim represents the whole income of the father. So he still collects because there is Kibud Nechosim. So here too, the chayiv is independent of the mitzvah, even without mitzvah, even when there is no mitzvah. Let's say the Ben is a cotton, so there is still a Kibud Nechosim. So in the melee, he's the hang up. He's the chayiv again, because there is a Kibud. And he's the chayiv. And Rav Nosson Bereishis says, true, it's chayk and mishpot. But this is like docking. So the mishpot is based upon the chayk. Only when there is a mitzvah, then there is a chayk. So the melee, if the chayk is based upon the mitzvah, then there is no shiv nechosim. Then there is no shiv nechosim. So the melee, since there is no shiv nechosim, so the melee is not mechuyev to give him rav. Not mechuyev. And then we have the machlekes v'sheni. So Taisus is that Taisus and the Ritva and the Chinuch, that even according to Rav Nosson Bereishis, who says Mishalav, and is not mechuyev to give him rav, but if the father does not have, and he has, then he is mechuyev to give him rav. Why? Because of his special verse Akosuf. Nema kam kadra shem heincho, im yesh lecho hein at chayev, im heincho hein at chayev, mikam nema kam kadra necho, afilo heincho hein, he is mechuyev to mechadu apsochim, and according to Taisus, pshat in Yerushalmi, and the Ritva pshat in Yerushalmi, and the Chinuch pshat in Yerushalmi. So he is mechuyev if the father doesn't have,
So, then he's in a queer to support the father on the basis and the scholarship without any need to become a beggar. But since, according to, even though Ramnosen Baleshin is made it, that when the father doesn't have, then the son is in a queer even to become a beggar. But that's only on the denial, but even the chosid there isn't. Because according to Ramnosen Baleshin, so the chay, the mishpot aspect of the Buddha is based upon the chay aspect. So in Mela there is no Shiva Nechotin. So even in the case where the father doesn't have and the son has, so there is only Shiva Nabu, but Shiva Nechotin there is. But only according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says Mishal Ben. So the Chayv aspect is independent of the Mitzvah aspect, so it's like Dina Ben. So there is a Shiva Nechotin. So when can we say Shiva Nechotin? So the only reason as to why the best and collective may in Rav from the Chosim of the son for the support of for the kibud of the father is because of the Shibud Nechosim. When is a child have to say Shibud Nechosim? If that moment is used in Kibudah. So mainly the Nechosim is Mishubet for the kibud of the father. Let's say the father needs, let's say, $100 a week from the son for his own support. So best needs the Nechosim and levies upon him $100 a week. So then that $100 is used for the support for the kibud of the father and the mother. So anyway, we can apply kibud chosin. Masha'in came in a case where the kibud avei is in conflict. The kibud avei is in conflict with his own avei there. Why? Because the father tells him, I want you to go today shopping. I want you to spend the whole day going shopping. So anyway, you cannot spend time in finding your avei. So anyway, if you listen to the father and spend the whole day shopping with the father, so anyway, the avei will remain long. So, there we can apply Shibud Nechosin. What is it? We apply Shibud Nechosin, there is a Shibud and the Abede, so because of that, the Abede has to get lost. It wouldn't make sense. So, Mimele, but Mitzad the Haloche of Kibud Avei, the Mitzvah of Kibud Avei, not the Mishpot. So there you only can apply the Mitzvah of Kibud Avei, not the Mishpot aspect of Kibud Avei. Mitzad the Mitzvah of Kibud Avei. So then Heim Rav is not Mechuyev to spend on the Mitzvah of Kibud Avei. He's Mechuyev to spend the Heim Rav because of the Mishpot aspect of Kibud Avei. So when is the child have to say the Mishpot aspect? If the moment itself is used in Kibud Avei. So then there's no limited attachment on that moment. That it should be used for the Kibud Avei. But to make the Avei remain lost, that's not child have to say. We have an attachment on the Avei, it should become lost forever. So only on the basis of the Mitzvah of Kibud Avei. If it's on the basis of the Mitzvah of Kibud Avei, so there is a Heim Rav, what is that Mechuyev to sustain the loss of the Heim Rav? So Kibud Avei, as far as the Mitzvah and the Chelik aspect of Kibud Avei is concerned, it's not different than Tvil, than Lulev, than Suke, than all other Mitzvah Shabbaton. Now,
we said that the Avei is the Heim Rav.
No, we are talking about an Aveide which is a Heim Rav. We are talking about an Aveide of 50 cents. We are talking of an Aveide that is a Heim Rav. Now let's turn to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Zeh shalachileyu matkeyu nishalovei. Im yesh dineinu lo v'yesh lebem, kei dinei sei vizom obi kifimashu l'yot." Vimeili ben in chayu v'chazer al apsochim le'hachil esop. Now then he says, so the Ramo says, v'yei shemri, v'yei chayu v'yei rak mashim v'yei v'yei shok. So the question is, there's shach, really that question. Why does it say v'yei shemri? After all, the Mechaber is the same person as the Bet-Yosef, and the Bekoshi of Bet-Yosef, the Shittas Rambam is like the Shittas Rosh in Aram. So that's v'yei shemri. So why does it say v'yei shemri? The Mechaber. Oh my, they call it Archimedes, or Rambam Shittas, something else. But the Mechaber is referring to the same Shittas, so why does it say v'yei shemri? Then, and the Mechaber says, I will hire the Chabdi Gugut. Adol Pishen is your car. What do you mean, what they mean? Story, what they are like so. Story, what they are like so. Und da geht die Israel wenn die Dinge war genau hin. Aber was soll denn hei was wach war da? So, die Goyen ist kein Kanal mehr. And what the Machleke is between the Goyen and the Machaber? Because the Goyen holds that when the two mentions his own ship, and then he mentions the Ramah, so it's two different ships. Whereas the Machaber holds that the two, I mean, are not in conflict with each other. So, according to the Goyen, the Ramah... wach war dort. So, the Goyen is training can machen. And what's the machleket between the Goyen and the Machaber? Because the Goyen holds that when the two mentions his own ship, and then he mentions the Ramah, so it's two different ships. Whereas the Machaber holds that the two, I mean, are not in conflict with each other. So, according to the Goyen, the Ramah holds that the Yerushalmi does not accord with Rav Nosson Baruch. Rav Nosson Baruch. The Yerushalmi accords with the Shita of Rav Yudis. But according to Rav Nosson Baruch, one is not Mechuyev to sustain any loss, even if the loss is done, is occasioned to beat on the law. So it's still not mechuyev to keep up the mitzvah working and then be forced to be mechazor of something. But, the Ramah, according to the Goyen, the Ramah doesn't distinguish between Eastern and Zeres this day or the other day. I mean, it doesn't distinguish between Zohar and Mechazor of Sochim the same day or the next day. But when the Ramah says, without the Yisrael, the Yisrael, Lashon HaRivim, it means only if it will not force the son to become Mechazor HaPsochim, but if it will force the son to become Mechazor HaPsochim, even if it will be forced to become Mechazor HaPsochim much later, so then it's not Mechuyev to be Mevatel Melachtei and then become Mechazor HaPsochim. But the Mechazor holds, no, that the Ramah holds, that it all depends. If it is a Vadai, that is a result of the Bittul Memochet. As a result of the Bittul Memochet. So he will be forced to be Mechazor HaPsochim, so then he's Potter of Kibra. But if it's a Sofi, then he's not Potter. Now, the Mechaber is the same person as Bes Yosef. So when the Bes Yosef says that the Shittas HaRambam is like the Rosh HaRam, so that means that according to the Rosh HaRam, so a son is not Mechuyet to spend a Hein Rab on Kildare. And even if the father does not have, and he has, he is still not Mechuyev on the score of Kildare. But when the Rambam says that he is Zonah Zonah Kibhima Shehu Yochel, so he means on the score of Zonah. And the Mechaber copied the Lashon of the Rambam. So obviously, the Mechaber, when he says Zonah Kibhima Shehu Yochel, he means on the score of Zonah. On the score of Zonah. But on the score of Kibhima, you don't have to spend more than a Hebra. More than a Hebra. He's more than a chemish, he's not a Syrian, he's not the Chuyev. Now, so then the Ramah says, the Yeshem ring, the Nechayev Litnu Leirak, Masha Mechuyev Litnu Litzdok. So the question is, does the Shach Skashe? But the Mechaber said the same thing, but there is one deal. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, and that's the Lashon of the Ramah. Vizon Kefi Dimei Uyov, the Yeshem Ben Kefi Meisei, Vizon Oviv Kefi Masha Uyov. Suppose the son is a millionaire and the father is a poor man, doesn't have a family, in his past. And the son has a million, just 1 million. So suppose to support the father has to lead a luxurious life. He has been accustomed all his life to lead a luxurious life. And suppose he has to spend, the son will have to give the father $300,000 in supporting the father. That's a hingrab. It's more than a chemish. Even according to the Rambam, that Hein Rav means Yeris HaMechemesh, but $300,000 out of a million, so that's more than a Chemesh. So on the score of Stoke, let's say if he had been a stranger, another poor man, totally unrelated to him, so he still would be forced to give money to this poor man, but he couldn't be forced to give to this poor man more than $200,000, that's an accident. Even though he needs more, so he still couldn't be forced to give more than 200,000 because it's a Hein Rav. But here the Lashon of the Mechaber is, and there's the Lashon of Rambam, and there's the Lashon of Tur, that Zonoviv Kifi Mashu Yochel, according to his ability. Now I'm sure, I'm taking for granted, maybe I'm taking something for granted I shouldn't, but if someone owns $1 million, so if he spends $300,000 of the million and we still have $700,000 left, so it's Yochel. It's Yochel, it's a Hein Rav, but it's Yochel. How many people have $700,000? So it's Yochel. So according to the Lashon of the Rambam, and according to the Lashon of the Tur, and the Lashon of the Mechaber, which is copied from the Lashon of the Rambam, Lashon of the Tur, it means that as long as it's in accordance with his means, so he has to give every dollar that the father needs, and even if the father needs a Hein Rav, more than a fifth, but as long as he's Yochel, so then he has to give. But on the score of Stoke, let's say if he hadn't been a priest, if he hadn't been a father, then he would only have to give any more. The maximum. The maximum, either a tenth contra Jochem or a fifth contra Amandelmanisch. But not more than a fifth. But suppose he is Jochem to give more than a fifth. He's not required to give a stranger, a poor man. And Rav is not required to give. Here he says that we are keeping to give on the scores. Okay, so there is a certain difficulty in this Amandelmanisch. Even according to the Bes Yosef Pshat in the Rambam in the Tour, there is a difficulty. The Rambam in the Tour spell out, keeping Masha Yochel, so that means as long as it's in accordance with his means. Even though it's Ein Rav, so we are keeping to give, but on the score of Stoke, the general means of Stoke, we cannot force an Osher to give more than Ein Rav. And if, let's say, an Osher has $5 million, we certainly, according to Rishenim, we cannot force him to give more, a penny more than 1 million. And here, the Rambam in the Torah says, Tifi Mashu Yochel, as long as it's in consonance with his means, with the means of the son, so in the melee, he has to give him Ein Rav. So that's a difficult. So one second, let me finish. So then, the Rambam says, V'yei Shelim, the Nechayev Litten Lei Rak Mashu Nechuyev Litten Lei Zot. Because whereas, the Rambam understood very well what the Mechaba meant. When he said, when he cut in the Rosh Rambam, we saw not if Kivim Asher Yochel, that he means on the score of Zoke, not on the score of Kivim Avei, because the Mechaber Shite was, that the Rambam Shite is like the Rosh Rambam, that more than a Heil Muet, a Heil Rah, one is not Mechuyek to be for Kivim Avei, according to Ramos Marishi, according to Rambam. But he says, Kivim Asher Yochel, on the score of Zoke, but Ramos says, so, but even according to Mechaber, he has to give on the score of Zoke even Ein Rav. So he says, Yishem, no. The Nechayev Litten, because the Rosh and the Ram say that where the father doesn't have any money and the son has, so then we force the son on the basis of Zoke to give to support the father, but only as much as we force an Oshir to give another poor man who is unrelated to the Oshir to give. That means Ein Rav. Not more than a fifth, not more than a tenth, according to Rav Yeruchem. So, V'yei Shemim V'chayev Litnoi, Rak Mashe Mechuyev Litnoi Zdoke, but not Givim Ashe Yoch. So, we understand Ramo very well. The question is, what's the longest of the Mechaber? So, I mean, and according to Mechaber, there's the Shita of the Rambam. There's the Shita of the Rambam, as a matter of fact, there's the Shita of the Rambam. So, and the Tour, because both the Rambam and the Tour say Givim Ashe Yoch, implying even more than a Hilrav, more than a fifth. Why? But since it's not on the basis of Yudav, because as far as the mitzvah of Yudav is concerned, so it's according to Rav Nosson Bar Eishe, according to the Shittas Rambam, Aube, the Bes Yosef's Pshat in the Rambam. So it's like any other mitzvah, you want his mechuyev to spend only a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. So it's on the basis of Zoke and Zoke. So I'm bad with Salivadis, yes, I'm a chemesh. Why does he have to give? Keep him as Yochel, leave him a mitzvah, as long as it's in accordance with his means. So we have to take notice of a certain truth in Simon Reishon Lav. Kosov Arav Reb Sadi, Milchez Zoki, Simon Reishon Lav, Kosov Arav Reb Sadi, Chayev Odom Lehagdim Parnisosi Lechol Odom, Vein Chayev Lose Zdoko Ad Sheyia Lei Parnisosi, Shenema Vichay Ochicho Imoch, Chayech Okeim Lechay Ochicho, Vichay Nomar, Atopatis Lilio, Vosisi Lim with me Trilo, Li, Trilo Li, Vakil with me. Vosisa Lim with me, Trilo Li, Vakil with me. Vehemelo Lilio, Gomalo, Gomalo, Leich, Leich Tase Bachem. The Ahashi Farnis Napshe, Yagdi, Panosas Ovi, the Ime, the Panosas Bono, Vakil, Panosas Bono, the Movi Pugne Shwin, the Ime Bamalib Days, Schneem, Yivde Ov, Yazifabet. So he says, so that the Rav Sadi Goyen says that first comes his own support. That comes before anything else. And then, of course, I mean, there's the support of a person that comes before his own support. That's the support of his wife, because there she is the husband. So if it's a question between supporting himself and his wife, so the support of the wife comes first. But Rav Sadi doesn't talk about someone who has to support his wife. So he says, so first comes his own support. And then, if he already has enough to support himself, so first comes the support of his father and mother, before his children. And then comes the support of the children. Where did Rav Sadi Goyen get it? Where did he get it? Not out of his innate intelligence. I go and meet Menschen auch out of his innate intelligence. It's very stubborn, I mean, this order of priorities. But where did Rapsadi go in there? So the priest, they say that the Gadda, they learned, Rapsadi learned it out from the Posik Gadda Yaakov. So he said, when you have nichi will yomus, gam anachnu, it's atzme. Gam ato, it's only vime. Gam tape, the children. So we see this payal. Now, the Rambam. So the halacha is that the reshivut nechosim for the support of one's wife and for the support of the children up to the age of six, the reshivut nechosim. And the reshivut nechosim, if he doesn't want, so best is here, is the nechosim, and collects for the support of his children up to the age of six. We count daily. Suppose from the age of 6 to the age of 13, so he's still mechuyev to support him, even if he's the poorest man, even if he's a beggar. So he's still mechuyev to support him. And he cannot say, yeah, I'm a beggar, I'm a pauper, I'm penniless. So there is a mitzvah incumbent upon him to support the children of Akhtani until they are there. And even if he has to be mechadal apsochim, so there is a mitzvah, a chiyuv incumbent upon him to do it. But there is no shiv nechosim. So that's only shiv lagim. But no shiv nechosim. Shiv nechosim there is only up to the age of 6. Mikam neilich, after the age of 6, shiv nechosim there isn't. So that cannot be in the shiv nechosim. But he's still mechuyev. Machim achi yidu kitanus nachon, vim rotso. Even though he's poor, yeah, I mean, you machuimine, he says, so best is quits at him and admonishes him severely and participates in him. Vim loyrotso, so best exerts moral pressure upon him, but not physical form. Not here in the second verse. Vim loyrotso, machis no vizibo, vein in plenty azori, vein reitze, lozin bono bari, pochisli, tome ishu, zones of prehop. Vein kitin is on the zeno machashish. Vamed vore mamuri, if he's not well-to-do, if he's a poor man, he doesn't have enough money to support himself. So then, after the age of 6, we are keeping, we are innocent, because beyond the age of 6, we are not keeping. We just scream at him, we reprimand him, but if he's an action, he doesn't listen, all right, too bad. So there's nothing we can do. If he's poor, but if he's old, if he's well-to-do, Bamed Vora Murim Bishenion. When you do any wrong with him, stock or any wrong. Avery Moyo Omu, Shegeshway Mome no wrong with any men of stock or Hamaspekes Lohen, Munzin, the men of Balkonhe, Mishum stock or Vizorin Ace Achinidel. Achinidel. So what Sharama means, if he's well to do, and if it is in consonance with his means to support, so then best is keeping to support the children until they become there. And at then, and after they are there, so best is not kipe. Why are they different than strangers? And suppose they are 30 years old, 50 years old, 20 years old, and they have to be supported. So kipe lads don't care. So why does the Rambam say that if he's well to do, if he's old, if mitzini men of balkonche mishum zdoke, vizorine isorachindo? Implication being, vachashindo or not? But in vachashindo, the answer is, in chaname, in vachashindo, not only they, anybody. Why not today? But like a sheikdalu, so then only a muet. He have not more than a chimesh. Suppose he has to spend more than a fifth of his income on the support of his grown-up children. So we are not giving. We are not giving. But even if he's a millionaire, and if he has to spend more than a fifth on the support of his grown-up children, best is not giving. He will, yes, up to eternity, a death, according to the regime, yes, but not a hereafter. Mashiach, up to the moment that he becomes daily, so as long as he can do it, as it's in accordance with his means, Besden is keeping to give him a hereafter. Let him give Besden is keeping to spend $1 million. If $1 million is in accordance with his means. Why? But if it's on his call of stock, only thing is, Bonrov, Haktami have a priority. I mean, not only Bonrov Haktami have a priority, Bonrov Haktami also have a priority vis-a-vis others. So, but, so apparently there is a special halacha that the Rambam mentions here, a special halacha that in the mitzvah of Tzedakah, so there is a halacha of him, Rav, one is not mechuyev to spend, but of the Tzedakah of the father and the mother. And Bonov Haktani, Bonov place of Haktani, he is mechuyev to spend in Mehra, as long as it's in accordance with his means. If it's not in accordance with his means, so then there is a loche, Chayech Keili, something else. But the shiur of Chemesh or Assyria or Assyria Mechoso, that applies only to the zloke of other people, other than father and mother and Bonov Haktani. But vis-a-vis father and mother and Bonov Haktani, there is no limit. The only limit is, if he can do it, if he can be in conflict with his own support, so then there is a loch of Hayarat in him. But if he's a millionaire, and he can spend $1 million, he will not become impoverished, he'll still have $1 million left. So then, we are caving for the support of the father and mother, and the support of Bonav HaKani. Where did the Rambam get his deen? The Rambam got his deen from Rav Sadia. He got it from Rav Sadia. Because Rav Sadia says, Chayiv was a mahagdin from the source of the Chaladom, then Chayiv was his Gokach Yuri from the source. And then, Rav found his Nafshay, Yakim from the source of the Union. And then, Hamas is gonna, why doesn't he go further? Hamas is talking, then the other craving, I mean, there is a priority. So, the closer a relative is, so he had to think Dime, as a more distant relative. And then there is a priority, and you, and the Acheres, there are so many priorities. How is Rav Sadia going? You're stuck at Bonov. The answer is at the preaching, pointed out. Because Yehuda mentioned, so he mentioned that there will be families, Yaakov, the father, and the Taf. What is the Taf and Bonov Haktani? Why did he mention just Yaakov and the Bonov Haktani? Why Yehuda wasn't generous, I mean, to be willing to support others? Of course, but as far as others are concerned, there is a limit. There's a limit. Hey, Rav is not the Chuyev. Mashiach came vis-a-vis the support of the father and mother, even in regard to the mitzvah of Tzedakah. So there is no limit. The only limit is that if it interferes with his own support, then there is a loche of Chayech Keili. So, Meile, that's the reason as to why the Rambam, that's the reason as to why the Mechaber says, Zeh shemachileinu mashkiyum shel aveinu, im yishlein, im meile avi yishlein, keitnit mizon ovi, kifi mashu yochet. Be mainly kifi mashu yochet. Be Eimra. Yes, and the shehef of his nechosim. 90% of his nechosim. We force him to spend. Even the 10% will be enough for him to live. So we force him to spend even 90%. The only thing is kifi mashu yochet. Not yes and mashu yochet. That's all. Why? Because even though the mechaber copy the Rosh Rambam, and Mahava says that the Rambam Shite is exactly like the Shite of Rosh Rambam, that there is no chiyuv of the Himu. The chiyuv is only, is exclusively on the score of Kibbutz Avei, but as far as the Tzedakah of Avei and one of Haktani is concerned, the one is mechuyev to spend the Himu too. That's why he says it, Himash Yochit. And the Ramos says, the Yeshim will be his chiyuv. So that means that the Ramos is chiyuv. Because he was retired from the Russian of the Rosh and the Ram. So he was retired the day after the Rav Sadia went to. And so it's the Amor passions that even vis-a-vis the father and mother and the Bonav Haktani, there is no special halacha that one is mechuyev to spend the Himra. The Yeshayim in the Chayev Litmlei, Rak Mashe Mechuyev, Litim Yitzdoke. Yitzdoke of Adranim. How much? Ein Muet. But Yitz HaMechayim Eshnat. So here too, we don't force him to give Motrechim. But Abo, Chayev, then the Mechaber continues. Abo Chayev Lechavde Vigufei, Af Al Tishen Vizkach, Bodo Mimachtei, Vizitztorech Lechazer Al Atzot. לדעתי בישראל בין בין אסלה שנאוי, אבו נמסלה אם אני חייב לבד ללך ללכת על הצוחן. So we say, I mean, that is obviously the pshat of the chav. It's not that there is a distinction between chazal apsochi today and chazal apsochi tomorrow. In other words, he's mechuyech to abstain from loche, even though he might pass it be forced to become a chazal apsochi, that is only in tzibada. But if it's not tzibada, if he has enough food for today, so, and tomorrow he might find work. No, that he won't find work. He doesn't know, maybe yes, maybe not. So it is sochi. So the Mele sees it's only his sophic as to whether he'll be forced to become a Chazal Psochi. So the Mele, he's allowed, he's not, so he's mechuyev to abstain from work. But if it's in Vadai that he'll be a Chazal Psochi, so then he's not mechuyev to abstain from work. Now, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Mechaber? What's the pshat in the Mechaber? So the Mechaber Shite means, the Mechaber Shite, the Mechaber's Shite means, that insofar, now the Mechaber passed from the Rambam. And the Mechaber assumes that the Rambam is by the Rosh. So the Rosh in the Rambam Shittim is that according to Rambam Yosef Bereishis, so Mitzvah Kibud Aveim is like any other mitzvah. And one is not Mechuyev to spend a Hein Rav on Kibud Aveim, is not Mechuyev to spend a Hein Rav. But if the father doesn't have and the son has, the son is an Oshir, then he's Mechuyev to support the father and mother, we force him to support the father and mother, give him Ashur Yochel, even more than Hein Rav, as long as it's in accordance with his means. Why? Because of the special Aloche by Rav Tzadik Goyen, which you learn out from the Pasuk in the Kehilat, that Yehuda said, that he mentioned, that the Yaakov and the Tav. So in the Mele, on the score of Tzadoke, he's Mechuyev to, insofar as the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim is concerned, so then the Hein Rav is not mechuyev to spend. So it doesn't make any difference whether the Hein Rav manifests itself in loss of money that he already possesses, or in being forced to become a Mechazal HaPsochim, as long as he will be a Mechazal HaPsochim. As he will be a Mechazal HaPsochim. It's a vada. So he says, without Kibud Aveim, אבל חייב לחב בליגותי, אף על פי שנפיר כך, בוטל מלאכתי, ונצטור לכבר את זה על הפסוחת. So, because, first of all, we have to be, as far as Kibud Aveim is concerned, so it's like any other mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to spend the Hein Rav. But then there is a mitzvah tzedakah, vis-a-vis father and mother, and for that mitzvah tzedakah, according to Rav Tzadik Goyen, he's mechuyev to spend the Hein Rav. But, apparently the Mechaber holds that there are two Mikaelites, there are two Psukim. First of all, there is one Pasuk in the Goyim Mishnah in Yosef. They call it Shalitim the Asher HaSenor. So that means the Chedesh. So that Hein Rav is not Mechuyev, he's not Mechuyev to spend. So what is called Hein Rav? Hein Rav is called, let's say, more than Chedesh is Hein Rav or more than Ten. That's Hein Rav. Then, so that Aloche, that he's not Mechuyev to give Hein Rav. For Tzoke, So there is an exception. The tzoke of the father and the mother, so we have learned out from the Pasuk of Yehuda in the case that one is mechuyev to spend the Hein Rav for the tzoke of the father and the mother. But then there is another drosha that the Yerushalmi pays it. Nema, kabi kibud avokei, nema, kabi desai shere heicho. And kibud avokei, it says, kabi desobicho vesimecho. So that means, what does it mean? So the Yerushalmi says that Kavod Hashem Meheicho means that he's not mechuyev to be mechazal apsochim. He's not mechuyev to chazal apsochim. That's a greater hardship than Hein Rav. Let's say a fifth, let's say one worth a million, and if he spends $300,000, so it's much less of a hardship than being mechazal apsochim. So Enoch and Ame, vis-a-vis the tzedakah of Avei, so there is no tumor of Hein Rav. But the other tumor, of coming to Hashem Heicho, we show Shemesh Lecho Hei. But if you don't have a Hei, you are not Mechuyev to sustain that hardship of becoming a pauper and being Chazal HaPsochim for all the mitzvahs at Torah. So as far as that verse HaKosuf is concerned, so even the Tzedakah of Avi Hei is no exception. So Mimele says, Avol Chayev, so he says as follows. Vimele Av, Vyesh Leben, Kepin and Sivis, Onobif Kivash Yochim. Even Hein Rav. But there is a loche, cholashotitlu yaser asranu, Hein Rav na, but there is a posik of Yehudah, that the tzedakah is Rav Tzadik Goyen points out,
according to the vicious chat in the boy. That is Dr. Babay, and one of a tiny little exception. One is Mechuya to spend the him out for this Dr. Babay. But then there is another two. Besides the posse of Mechalash Atikwe Aser Asfenu, that there is a general principle, one is not Mechuya to sustain, to lose a him out. So there is another halacha of Kabel Hashem Heinko in Yesh Lohoi. In Yesh Lohoi, not the Mechuye, we hachi les of a Levi, mula Hashkeis, es Atzmeim, mula Haubish et Arumim, we live days as Hashvuyim, we rich days Lulev, and shape all the mitzvahs. But if you don't have any money, and you have to resort to Chizor HaPsochim, then you're potter. So that's another tool. That's more than Heinrav. We become Chizor HaPsochim. The halacha of Heinrav is implicit in the posik of the Chalash HaTitul Yasser HaSchelu. The halacha that one is not Mechuyev for mitzvahs asen to become a pauper, that is implicit in the posik of Kabel Hashem Heincho. Bisho is the Yoshalmi point out. Bisho sheyesh lechohen. Biloi bisho shei lechohen. Biloi bisho shei lechohen. So Mimele is that Abol Chayev lechati bigufei, Abol Tishem Yerkach, Botel Mimlachtei, Vinitzkarech lechazer lapsochi. Vidavke, ואיסלוי בן מזיינס לאזון אהו ילנה. In other words, when there is no ודאי that will be מחד רפסוכים. אבו אילסלה, it's a ודאי that will be מחד רפסוכים. So then it's not מחויב to become מחד רפסוכים for mitzvah. So even the mitzvah of סדוקה of אהו מביאימה is no exception. In other words, two separate הלוכס. One הלוכה emanates from the posse וכל השתיתו לעשר עשרו. So that implies that one is not מחויב to spend the him רב, even though it's not a hardship for him. Is it a hardship for a millionaire to spend more than a fifth of his millions? He has 5 millions and he spends more than a million. It's no hardship, but it's him now. So there is a p'tur. So the tzedakah of Aveim is an exception to that p'tur of b'chol ha'shatitnu li'asir asfenu, that one is not mechuyev to give him now. For the tzedakah of Aveim, he's mechuyev to give him now. But to sustain the hardship of becoming a pauper, if it's a vadai that he'll be mechad la'psochim, so even the mitzvah tzedakah of Aveim is no exception. But so when does it come with the Nixer HaSakosu? That the name of Kohen, in Atom Mechuyev, the Chazer HaPsochim, if it is a Vada, but if it is a Sofik, even if it is a Sofik, not, if it is a Sofik, not, the Sofik, not. And then we can say something else. In other words, because it seems, we can say some other Pshat also in the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber, it seems, it's very likely that the Mechaber is expressive here of the sheet of the Rash. And the Rash, because he says, I will hire the Chavti Begufein, Abel Pishen Birkach, Botil Minwachte, Vimitztorech Lichazer Alapsot. Vimitztorech Lichazer Alapsot. So in other words, we can say, that this is expressive of the sheet of the Rash. And according to the Rash, so that Yerushalmi, that says, it's a Kimdavei, never comes a different semechua, a few of the Shosh Eilchoi. אבל שור המצווה, סתם שאני מחווי כל בשור שני יש לו חיים, אבל אין לו חיים, so אין מחוי, אם אתה מחוי עם חזר הפסוחים. So, במחווה, be מכריע like the sheet of the rash, so that means, and according to the rash, so need me according to Rav Nosson Bareshe, who says, Michel Av, so one is not מחוי to spend the hell out, but there is something peculiar to the mitzvah of Kibud Avein, that one is mechuyev, even to become a mechazer al hapsor. So the hein rav not. In other words, if it is a hein rav of money that he already owns, according to Rav Nosson Bareshe, he's not mechuyev to spend for Kibud Avein. Ma shei kein, if it is a hein rav of Meliyas HaRevach, even if it means a much greater hardship, but it's not hesed moment already possessed, but Meliyas HaRevach, even though in terms of hardship it's a much greater hardship, but it's not a loss of money already owned, so then we got the Kibud Avein, so we got the Shor HaMitzvah, it's not mechuyev to sustain that hardship. Because the Torah says, Kamed Hashem Eicho, Mashiach came, we got the Kibud Avein, he's mechuyev to sustain that hardship. So we cannot ask, how is it that according to Rav Nosson Bareshe, so the tool of not spending a Hein Rav applies to Kibud Avein, and the tool of not sustaining a great hardship, that consists in becoming a Mechazer HaPsochim, so that applies to Kibud Avein, to Kibud Avein as well. We cannot tell it because that's the halacha. I mean, it's two separate p'turim. One p'tur is a p'tur of not sustaining a hefzed moment already possessed. Hein Rav, And another story is of Kamza Shemehim of Bisho Shirish Lochayim, the Roy Bisho Shem Lochayim. So even so far as the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Im is concerned, so according to the Mechaber, he agrees with the Shite of the Rash in Peye, that Et Yerushalmi accords with the Shite of Ramnos Mareshe too, but Ramnos Mareshe says that the Ptur of Chol HaShatit Me'atzer HaSchenu, that one is not required to spend the Heim Rav of money already possessed. So that applies to Kibud Av Ve'Im too, just as it applies to other mitzvahs. But the other two of Bisho Shinish Lochayim, the Roy Bisho Shem Lochayim, so does not apply to Kibud Av Ve'Im. So as far as Kibud Av Ve'Im is concerned, so Mimele, he is Mechuyev even to sustain this hardship of being the Chazer of Atzohim. But if it is Ivada, so Mimele, if it's only Sofit, so Basho Mitzvah is important if it's only Sofit. It's considered, comes within the Ptur, Bisho Shinish Lochayim, Loi Bisho Shinish Lochayim. Mashein Kein, if it is, Mashein Kein by Kibud Av Ve'Im. So this Ptur of Bisho Shinish Lochayim, Loi Bisho Shinish Lochayim, so doesn't apply to Kibud Av Ve'Im, because of the special Drasakosu, that even if Ein Lochayim, he's Mechuyev to become the Chazer of Tochim. So then you ask, even if it's a Vadai that he'll be the Chazer of Tochim, he still should be the Mechuyev. So then there's another Ptur of Hayach HaKedmin. So the Dalok of Hayach HaKedmin applies even to the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Im too. So in other words, if the fulfillment of Kibud Av Ve'Im is in conflict with his own Hayach or his own support, so then he is Potter. So when can we apply Dalok of Hayach HaKedmin? That is only if it's a Vadai. But if it's a Sofi, and for the father it's a Vadai, so then we cannot apply the Aloha of Hayah HaKeini. So that's why Mechaber says, Avol Chayim Mechaber Dibur Peyav Udishin Tirkach, Bodo Memachri Nisroi Vahazel Amsochi, Vidav Gedis Leibem Yizemes, Lazuna Oyeine, Avol Yilas Leib, Lemechayev Lebato Memachri, Ulechadar Oto.
Cheers.
As I cited the washing of the basket of the passage, Shom Som Lechekum Mishpot, the traditional mikro of Shom Som Lechekum Mishpot, has reference to Kibud Av Ve'Im, because Kibud Av Ve'Im has two aspects. It has an aspect of Chayik, the mitzvah, and it has an aspect of Mishpot, of the debt. The debt that is due to father and mother. Obviously, the debt aspect is based on the concept of a core state, of Shlesha Shufim Rodom, that the son, a child, has to acknowledge his gratitude to his parents for everything that he has and that he is. Hakor HaStevo, that is the summa bonum of Yadus. The Chilis Alvobe says that all of Yadus is based upon the concept of Hakor HaStevo. The Medrash says, Kol mi shehu kofu tevo hareu kitabit. The whole obligation, all the obligations that are incumbent upon a person to the Rebbeinu Shalom are based upon the concept of gratitude. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of all existence. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of all values. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who supervises each and every man and who takes an interest in the vicissitudes of each and every person, Jew and non-Jew, saint or villain, and every human being owes a debt to the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is the basis for the concept of Kabbalah Simchat Torah Shamayim. And the same concept of gratitude of Hakor HaStevo is the foundation of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Im and Nir HaAvim. And the same concept of gratitude is also the foundation for the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Im and Nir HaAvim. Meiro Rapcho Ki Meiro Shamayim. Esther the Shemuel Kechon Kiro and Rabbi Kami Chachomim, Rashi and Tetzves and the Rambam say it means a Rebbe. Why? Because a Rebbe and the parents have something in common. Because Ovi Vidvi El Chayim Mazeh, Vi Rabbe El Vi El Chayim Mabo. And according
to the Mishnah, so the obligation of gratitude that the Talmud owes to the Rebbe is even greater than the obligation of gratitude that the son owes to his father. Why? Because Ovi Devie, the Chayyel Omadeh, the Rabbi Shalim Betero, Devie, the Chayyel. And there is another kind of obligation that is based upon the concept of gratitude. And this is gratitude to the Malchus. Unfortunately, too many of our Neitor are not cognizant of the obligations that every Jew owes to the Malchus. Unfortunately, there are some Neitor who think that evading the income tax or violating the law, as long as you can manipulate not to be caught, there is nothing wrong with it. But this is not the Weltanschauung of Yadus. And it is remarkable that in connection with the Halacha in Kimdalein that you all learn thoroughly in the Bomets, I mean, this occupies so much Shakuritaria in the Bomets, that if the father and the mother tell his son to violate one of the Dinei HaTorah, so the son is not allowed to comply with their mandate, And the Gemara deduces this from the Pasuk because the Torah says, Yishime v'yobit tiro, v'shapseisai tishmeru, kuchem hayobim v'chvedi. That means that the Kovet HaMokeim takes precedence over Kovet Avei. The Meiro HaMokeim takes precedence over the Meiro Avei, only because the Torah says so. But if the Torah hadn't spelled out that kuchem hayobim v'shapseisai tishmeru, if the Torah had not said Ani Hashem, then I would say that one is mechuyev to comply with the directive of a father and a mother, even when the directive is in conflict with one of the Isurei Torah. So this is what the Gemara in Yevamos points out. Now, the Mechaber mentions in Simen Reish Mem, Sif Yud Aleph. Ro Ovi Pio Ova Al Dibri Teiro Lo Yeim Alei Ova Al Dibri Teiro Lo Yeim Alei Lo Yeim Alei Lo Yeim Alei Abo Kosu Bateiro Kach Vikach Ki Yishayu Nimen Ki Lo Yishim Azirei Ki Hu Yodi Ma'atzmei Ki Lo Yish Bayis. Then the Mechaber mentions the Halacha we see Tesmo Oma Lei Ovi Fla Aver Al Dibri Teiro Ben Mitzves Asei Ben Mitzves Lo Yish Asei Afilu mitzvah shal divrayem, lo yishmalek, because ish on imei drogif tirohu veshab seisai tishmeru ani yad Hashem kuchan chayovi bechvedei. You cannot listen to his father and the mother if the directive of the father and the mother is in conflict with the directive of Almighty God. So the Gemara says, what is the mokeh? The braisa in Yevamos. But the more the braisa in Yevamos says, אַפֿרגאַפ שאָן גו שרייטלי באשיילי און מאַשמע דער שיבומס דאַפ קעליס איז זיי נישט באקאָרס so the posse in this is tolerable I don't want to discuss that I mean this is following the machlekes of Rashi and Tzitzis where the maskone of Gemara so the posse of Shaksesa Tishmeru has reference to the love of Nechamea or to the love of Lamedes Loches but according to Rashi the maskone of Gemara is that he involved the role of Shaksesa Tishmeru and Yad Hashem has reference to Lamedes Loches so we only have it as a kosu that if the father tells the son to cook on Shabbos to do one of Lamedes Loches and Isakores he is not supposed to listen how do you know that when the father tells the son to buy violating love greatly or just an essay that he's not supposed to listen? According to Rashi, this is a good question. Umashmedo Mishivon is Dabke, Leise Sheyed Bekores. So how is it that the Mechaber mentions that as a Dabar Poshut, that even in the case of Umar Leovi, Lavi al Dibriteiro, Bein Mitzvah Sasei, Bein Mitzvah Leis Sasei, Vafil Mitzvah Shal Dibreyem, Lo Yishmalei, how do we know? Maybe only the father tells him, Bimichal Shabbos, in Isakores, Lantes Loches, but if the father tells him, it's Nivele, which does not involve Kores, maybe he has to comply with the father directing. That's the question raised by the Gro and gave to the Chaver. So he gives the Teretz, the Gro, Soma Chalamet Reshrabe, Sho Omar Parshenose, Perish, Perik Yudale, Yochel Afilu Neymale La'ave on Gifre Amokei, if the Malchus, whether it's a Melech Yisrael or a Melech Haku, so I would say that if the directive of the Malchus happens to be in conflict with one of the Tzibuyeh HaTorah, that maybe Machmas Miroyish or Malchus, he is allowed to violate
the directive of the Torah, because what is mechuyev to have Mevashal Malchus in his heart? So Talmud Lema, the Medra says, no, that what is not supposed to have reference to the mouth, to the direct, for the directive of the Malchus, if the directive of the law of the Malchus happens to be in conflict with any of the mitzvahs at all. Now, this is in Parashat Yosef, Perek Teshuvah. Parashat Yosef, Parashat Yudalet, paragraph Yudai. ויהי מהשמין לנוסי ולנשא גמליאל בן זאת. הדור דכתיב, אני כמלך שמי, אם יהיה לך המלך, שאירו לי הולכו. ותשנה גזירוסי, שמי הגזירסי, אם זה מלכוס, whether it's מלך ישראל, או אם מלך אחר, אם תניש כזירו, אין לי זה, you have to comply with that law, because the Gemara at the end of Pesuvah says, שווי שווי שישבי הקודש בו וכס ישראל. One of the Shoei Shvui things Shoei Yimri do Bumi Seilom. What does Shoei Yimri do Bumi Seilom mean? If a Jew at any time violates the law of the country, and it doesn't have to be a democratic country, even if it is the country in which Nebuchadnezzar is the ruler. So as long as the law is not in conflict, as long as the law of the state does not collide with any Dina Torah, he's mechuyev to comply with it. And if he doesn't comply with a single law, whether it's reasonable in one's mind or it's not reasonable, one might think that the law is very stupid. Why should there be such a law? Not to drive more than 65 miles per hour. It doesn't make sense. 65 miles I can drive and 66 miles I cannot drive. It's a stupid law. But if one violates, defies such a law, he violates one of the shvuos that the Rebbeinu Shalom imposed upon each and every Jew. He's maybe only say on. In Yemel Chohamelech, Shei Meroi Yolecho Vitish Lev Zerosei, Shmei Lev Zerosei. And Vichein Vorei Meir, Sein Tosim Olach Hamelech, Shei Meroi Yolecho. So you might think that this only applies to Melech Yisrael. But you'll see, he says, Vein Ani Omo Kana Leimas Malchus, Kishem Shom Aparo Yetzei, Vahim Aparo Yetzei, Ani Pare, Vardecho Leor Rishis Yodei, Mar Ani Pare, Kachom Aparo Yetzei, Ako Pisho Malchus Lecho Ato Diyal Beiti, שאוסיסיכו מלך על כולם, כי זוהי אשר תיבש לי קובעי, ותמלכי לי הולכו, וכך אומר אני פארל, כמימר שתהי אימא סמלכוס ללכו, ולכבוסי, לתצמתווי סדר, ולדבר עד השם, ולאי שלא אימר אני עד השם, לא מצורך כאן, לא אימר אני עד השם, אלא אומר, הקודש בואו כל מיני ש, אף על פי שאוסיסיכו, אלא הוי של פארל, מסר ופארל, מודכתיב, ראי מצקיכו אל הים מפארל, ולזוהי, Really, it's a likusi olecho, shall you see siho eloha, a master, chin li fadu li bade, hevei, ani pi melech shmei, ha ani sheyei olecho pi amelech, shetei mosi olecho shmei, shall you timrei dal tzivuye. The Rebbein Shalom tells us, we shouldn't be meleid on the tzivu of the melech, even a melech rosho like pare, as long as the tzivu of the law of pare does not collide with the dini ha-Torah, we have to comply with it. Even if it appears to be stupid and unreasonable, but we have to have Meroi Shalmachus. But there is one exception. Ha'ani she'nei melecho pi ha'melech, she'tei mosi alecho shmei, she'lu timrit al tzivuei, yochei la'afiru yei melecho, la'avir al divrei ha'mokein, talmud leimal val divra shvu asa lekin, bo akosu li'idiacho, she'divra shvu asa lekin, ye'el yein al kol tzivu melech bosavadon. So there is only one exception. If the tzivu melech bosavadon collides, is in conflict with the tzivu ha'Torah, whether it's the Reinser or the Rabbonon, so then we have to defy the law of the country. But as long as the law of the country does not collide with the law of the Torah, then we are not allowed to defy a single law. And if we defy a single law, whether it's reasonable or it's unreasonable, we are maybe the Malchus. We are even the Shabbat.